This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you want to know what Padres players are really thinking? We get you closer to the Padres than anyone else in town. It's time to go inside the clubhouse. It's Friar Friday right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, it's Friar Friday, and we are really happy to be joined by a Padre outfielder, Trent Grisham, off to an outstanding start so far in 2020. And Trent, congratulations on the good start for not only yourself but this ball club. Tell me how you're feeling so far at the plate. It looks good.
Just really trying to get all the kinks and everything out and just get used to playing every day again. And results have been going good so far. Just trying to stick to that process and stay on it every day, because it is fleeting if you don't stay on it.
Trent, on a non-serious note, I've noticed on the home run trot, you got a little bat flip and you're holding up however many home runs. First night it was one. Yesterday I saw the two come up. Eventually, at this pace, man, you're going to run out of fingers. What are you going to do then?
Well, it started as a little, the first one, it was kind of like an accidental. It was just came out of me. I threw my finger up, and a couple of guys in the bullpen were making fun of me. So they, it was kind of like a little inside joke with them. They told me I got to keep count now. So doing my best to remember and find them on my way around.
Well, what I want to see is by about mid-September is you rounding first base, calling timeout, and taking off your shoes so you can count to 11 and 12 and keep it going while it's going. Trent Grisham is with us here, and the Padres are off to the nice start here, and things are going well. Let me ask you about this game, though, where you have a 6-2 lead and it gets away, and I wonder about the mindset of this team so far. What can you tell about a team after a game like that, and what kind of reaction was there in the clubhouse?
It was, no one likes winning or losing, of course. So, I mean, it's everybody's quiet and really thinking on themselves and going over the game. But there's no panic or fear. We know that our bullpen is one of the strongest parts of our team and one of the best in the league, and it's deep, and everything's going to get ironed out, and we're going to be fine. So losing games like that, especially early in the season, it's not anything to us. We still got to come out here and grind every single day and go from there.
Trent, you started the season kind of at the bottom of the lineup. You've worked your way into that two-hole spot over the last few games, and you're getting a chance to hit behind Fernando Tatis Jr. Tell us a little bit about the differences of hitting behind a guy like Fernando Tatis Jr., if there are any.
Well, I think being sandwiched in between him and Manny makes my job very, very simple.
Right.
It really takes a lot of pressure off me. I know when Tati gets on base, they're going to throw me a lot of heaters. They want to see it, which bodes well for me. Easy to know that. And then with Manny behind me, like last night, I mean, with two-out situations, lefty on the mound, I mean, my one job is to get it to him, especially when he's swinging it well.
Yeah.
So it just simplifies my approach and helps me out, really.
That was a beautiful bunt, by the way, and I know that everybody wants to talk about your couple of home runs and counting home runs. I think you should take your shoes off and count those bunts, man. That's a that's a beautiful play in baseball that we don't see very often anymore. I mean, do you guys on it? Do you even practice bunting anymore? You look like you've done doing that your whole life.
Yes, sir. I do my best to get out there every day and just make sure you get a couple down and
good.
Off of the machine, kind of get going. that way just so you, I mean, it's even when you're not swinging it well and you really don't feel that great at the plate, it's a nice little bailout. It's a nice way to help the team move runners, get the next guy up. I mean, there's just a lot of versatility with it. So I do my best to stay on it.
Trent Grisham, Padres center fielder, joins us here on the SDCCU fan hotline. And Trent, the most obvious thing to me watching this ball club offensively is the grinded out type of at bats you guys are putting together. Obviously, Jace Tingler had that as an emphasis, talking to the media. But has it been a surprise that you guys have been able to incorporate it so fast? I mean, literally from game one, you guys have been doing this all the way up until yesterday's game.
Yeah, I guess it's a bit surprising because not everything you practice really just comes out right away. Yeah. So it was a little surprising, but very – I mean, it's also not surprising at the same time because, I mean, we've worked on this for – this has been our number one goal for the last 3-4 months. I mean, this is what we've been harping on. This is what we've been practicing. This is what we've been doing day to day, setting up machines and making ourselves uncomfortable and seeing where the ball crosses the plate and grinding out of bats. And that's just the mentality this team has, and it's been on the forefront of our criteria ever since spring.
It's really been fun to watch you guys at the plate, and everybody is really – it's not just a couple guys like you said, Trent. I mean, this is team-wide, and I had to figure it out. You guys are seeing an average of 159 pitches per game so far. That's just astonishing. And you've got four walks, and that gets you a 400 on-base percentage. And, I mean, it all adds up to good things for the Padres. Trent Grisham is with us. How's center field been for you? I know you played a little bit more in the corners last year in Milwaukee, but I know you want to really stamp your spot right there in center field and take over that spot and take over that job. And it looks like you're maybe a little more comfortable out there.
Well, I came up – I grew up playing center and came up through the minors playing center. And then a couple years ago, Milwaukee made it a priority to get all of our outfielders at different spots just so we could kind of plug in and play and be comfortable at the big league level like you saw last year. So, but playing center is, I mean, it's just fun, man. You get to run, you get to see everything right in front of you. I mean, you get to run and go make plays, and it's just a lot of fun to play defense. So that's really what I try to do is just stay locked in every pitch and then just really honestly wait till somebody hits a ball and just run after it and go have fun.
Trent, a lot of people will see that play last night and not really understand how difficult it is to really see the baseball at that time of day. It gets up and literally you're praying the whole time that the ball doesn't go into that one spot. It looked like that's the exact spot it went into last night.
Yeah, there's two balls hit. One I ended up catching, the other one I didn't. I mean, there's a glare right over the top of the stadium right around those first and second innings that you just got to get used to and you got to be prepared for. It turns out I wasn't as prepared as I thought I was for it last night. And then you got to take the wind. Then you got to take the wind into account and really just everything, man. It's a hard ballpark to play outfield at. So it's just getting used to it and getting familiar with it and some things happen, and you learn from them and go from there.
That's all right. You're talking to a guy that has made the not top 10 before because of fly balls in the outfield. He's giving me a look right now. He's not happy I'm bringing this up, but I'm thrilled to be talking to both of you guys because I think you're both amazing center fielders, and it's fun having you on to talk baseball. Trent, let me ask you about the home runs. I mean, you had 6 last year in 51 games. I think a lot of people thought, well, you know, this is a guy that's probably not a major power hitter, but what do you consider yourself to be? I mean, and I know it's hard to put a number on this season with only 60 games, but I mean, the power seems like it's there to me.
Well, it's, I mean, the way that I was taught up coming in Milwaukee was learn how to hit first and then power will come if you got it. And then it's really just, that was a big emphasis last year on I've learned how to make my barrel go through the opposite side of the field. And now it was time for another progression and trying to catch the ball more out in front and get the ball in the air more. And it worked out for me last year, and I had a lot of success with it. And it's just, I've tried to continue it on this year.
Talk about that a little bit, because in the two home runs, you really got two different spots on the plate. You get one where you look like you had to kind of tuck your hands in to keep that fair, and the other one you got some extension on, and the ball doesn't travel well there in Oracle Park, yet you seem to have got that one out pretty easy.
Well, I wouldn't say it was easy. I mean, it was. That was definitely a well struck ball, and I hit it well and got it. And it was pretty relatively low.
Yeah.
To stay out of that thick air, but I mean, that's really if you a lot of grown men playing this game. If you hit the ball in the barrel, most parts it'll go, and that's really all you're trying to do is square the ball up.
Trent, last thing for me, we really appreciate the time and wish you a great season. I hope it keeps going along just as it started for you. But you were drafted in the first round out of high school in Texas. I know the Padres' first-round pick this year, Robert Hassel, was a high school player. Tell us a little bit about the process between being drafted out of high school and the 4 years or so that it took to get to the major leagues and just kind of what that was all about. And was it difficult to go high school to the major leagues, a little harder than you may have thought it was going to be?
Yeah, definitely. Especially when you're 18 and you get drafted out of high school, one, you think you know it all.
Right.
And you think that you could play on a big league field and you think you're ready. And then it's kind of, you get to pro ball and it's kind of like a rude awakening. You don't realize how much extra little stuff that you have to perfect on a day-to-day basis to go out here and be a regular and put up good numbers and just be a good teammate and just stuff like that. There's so many little things that it would take me 3 hours to explain to y'all, but it's just, there's so many little details that you have to know and get used to and perfect and work at. And it was kind of an up and down process for me. I started off really hot, which is really easy to do when you first get drafted and get a lot of money. You just go out there and have fun. And I had a good first year, and then next 2 or 3 years, I really struggled. I mean, I learned how to fail. I learned that failing is part of it. And no matter who you are, you're going to fail, and you got to learn how to deal with that if you're ever going to want to be good. And it's still an ongoing process. I'm still trying to learn how to deal with that failure on a day-to-day basis and use it as motivation and as learning points to move forward. And that's really the biggest thing. And then I got to last year and had a good year and was fortunate enough to get called up and make my debut and show some things that I could do at the big league level, and then got traded over here, and then still trying to do the same thing, is just get better every day and do what I can.
Keep putting your best foot forward, because right now it looks it's been a lot of fun to watch you play, Trent.
Really appreciate it, Tony.
Nice work, Trent. Great start to the season. And I want to say that at manager Gwynn there, he was one of the first to mention to all of us that you could fit into that two-hole very nicely. I remember you, Tony, talking about that right before the season. And you're making him look good right now. So
yeah, thank
keep
you.
It up.
Thank you very much.
Keep it up, Trent. And we'll catch up to you a little down the road. And good luck the rest of this road trip.
All righty. Thank you all.
Stay safe.
Right, there is Trent Grisham. Great stuff on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, our Friar Friday interview. And SDCCU Fan Hotline, San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunities. For details, call 877-SDCCU-4U, or to apply online, visit sdccu.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.